Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I'm
learning
to read.
Yes, I'm learning to read.
Yes, I'm learning
to read on Jesus.
Every day I'm finding I'm learning to lean
on Jesus.
Yes, I'm learning
to lean.
At an altar I knelt, I found peace.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. On this morning, our Words of Encouragement will be presented by Brother Ben Griffin. We ask that you all, not Brother Ben Griffin, but Brother Willie Bradshaw, in place of Brother Roger Jones. We hope and pray that all is well with him and that he will have a great, blessed day. We have one single prayer request on this morning. Caller 6371, state your request.
Thank you. Good morning. This is Mary. I'm asking prayer for my brother Roosevelt. He's having some difficulties with congestive heart failure. I'm also asking prayer for my self for traveling grace as I travel with my job. Also, continue to keep the Clark, the Grand family in your prayers, and also everyone on the call. Thank you.
Thank you. Of course, it's my request today as in every day that you all please continue praying for each other. Pray for every single family represented on the call, that God bless us all in ways that we stand in need of. I also ask continued prayers on behalf of all of our ministers, that God continue blessing them as well as their families for being so gracious as to provide us with words of encouragement on a daily basis. Also for all of us traveling, that we respect each other's space and allow everyone to make it to their destination safely. I now give you Brother Willie Bradshaw, who will close us out with a word of prayer after our words of encouragement. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
Good morning, everybody, everywhere in this February, getting started on the 5th. We're just glad to have you with us today. On yesterday, we enjoyed our super-duper fellowship with the Hillcrest Church of Christ. They're celebrating their Black History Month, and they have a good program set up for every Sunday, every Lord's Day, and we just had an opportunity to participate in that on singing some songs and hymns and some spiritual songs, and also singing some Negro spiritual songs on yesterday. Had several singing groups that sung there, Bodacres and East Camp Creek and a couple other groups, and they've done an outstanding job and had some children to do some singing as well. And so we sort of missed that here in Atlanta, Georgia. When I was in Paducah, Kentucky, and down around West Tennessee and Tennessee area in Illinois, we used to fellowship just about every Sunday. We was going to somebody's church for a gospel meeting or a lectureship or something of that sort. But we don't do much of that in Atlanta. It sort of scares a little bit. And so whenever you have an opportunity to do it, we're just excited to be a part of that. And we're just glad that we were able to take part in that particular program on yesterday. Hopefully that your week is starting off in a pretty decent shape. If not, put it in perspective so that you can handle it. Do take your medicines like you're supposed to. Go make sure you do your doctor's appointment today. Don't let nothing else stand in place of that. And keep in contact with your family members and do some wellness checks and things of that sort on them. And, of course, the prayer request this morning, you know, we're always trying to pray for people who are traveling because it's not left up to your good driving experiences. There's other people. There are a whole lot of things. There's a whole lot of things going on this highway. I don't know why you just can't drive. But now we have to drive, and then we have to be on our phone, and now we have to eat a sandwich. And just so much activity going on in the car, looking down on the floor, and always looking in the mirror trying to see how cute you are, something of that sort. And it's just so many distractions. So it really doesn't have anything, a whole lot to do with your driving ability. Sometimes it's got to do with just your surroundings. So whenever you're traveling, make sure you just keep an eye on that. And then, as I said before, we have several people in the hospital, hospice, who in home care, who incarcerated, who are, you just name it, that exists. And that's why our prayers need to be like wide open, worldwide, not just pinned to one particular thing. It just needs to be universal because we have so many situations that's going on among us. So thank you for being on the program and continue to listen this Monday through Friday as we have these good guys who come on and to try to bring you the Word of God. This morning, in the book of Ephesians chapter 4 and verse number 6, Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 6, and I would encourage you to read the book of Ephesians, the entire book of Ephesians. We have some passages that we normally pull out, just like this right here, Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4 through 6. But some people have never read Ephesians chapter 3 at all. Some people have never read chapter 5 at all. Matter of fact, some people have never read Ephesians chapter 4, verses 7 through 32. It's because we continue to just lift a few passages from the entire chapter, and we use it sometimes as a topical sermon. Sometimes we use it as an expository sermon. So there's several kind of sermons that you can preach from a particular passage of Scripture. But I always encourage our members there at the Central to read above the passage so you know how this started out and read below it to see how it ends up. And so in the book of Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4 through 6, it talks about unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. And it talks about the unity of the Spirit in the bond of the New Testament principles, union with God and communion with Christians. This whole book is all about, and it has a lot of beautiful jewels in this passage. When you read the first Ephesians chapter 2 and verse number 12, that at the time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers covenant for the promise, having no hope and without God in this world, but now in Christ Jesus, you who were sometime afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one and hath broken down the middle wall of partition that was between us. You can just sort of roam through the book of Ephesians and find nothing but just little jewels. All along, little jewels, and we call them gems, just like a rock, little gems. All the book of Ephesians is a wonderful book. Please read it. In Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 6, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherein you were called, with all lowliness and meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There's one body, one Spirit, even as you're called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. The one God and Father of all, who is above all and through you all. Unity of the Spirit in the bond of these New Testament principles. He said there's one body, Ephesians chapter 5 and verse number 23. That's what I'm telling you now. There's a lot of little gems in this particular book. In Ephesians chapter 5 and verse number 27, and also Matthew 16 and verse number 18, he said there's only just one body. Then he said there's only one Spirit to give us life, to guide us, and direct that one body by the word of God. And notice everything is by the word of God and not by some indirect Holy Spirit or something of that sort. It's by the word of God. Then in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse number 13, he said, for by one Spirit were we all baptized into the one that at one body, and be thankful. I don't care whether you're in Kentucky, Tennessee, or you're in California, Florida, Michigan, wherever you might be, if you obey the gospel of Christ, if you hear his word, if you believe it, if you repent of your sins, if you confess faith in Christ, and if you're buried with him in baptism, that one Spirit puts you in that one church, which is the body of Christ, the church of Christ, the one that you can read about in the Bible. So he said there's only one body, and he's trying to get all believers to come into that one particular body. And then he said there's only just one Spirit. There's not, everybody don't have their own individual Spirit from that standpoint. It's just one Spirit, God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit. They all work together to accomplish what they're trying to accomplish. And what they're trying to accomplish is to cause us to be saved in the afterlife. Then he said there's really only just one hope, one desire, and expectation of heaven and our eternal glory, and only one gospel through which we can attain this particular hope. Our hope is in, and you know, sometimes we use that word, you ask somebody, say, you're going to heaven, and say, well, I hope so. But John said that you can know that you have an eternal life. Now the word hope in expectation is pretty good, but some kind of way you ought to at least know or have some kind of idea whether you're going to miss it or whether you're going to be in the glory. And so he says there's only one hope, one desire, one expectation of heaven and the eternal glory, and only one gospel through which we can obtain this particular hope. Galatians chapter 1, verse 6 through 12, Colossians 1 and verse number 23, when he talks about it, he says the hope is in the gospel of Christ. It's not in the direct operation of the Holy Spirit. It's not in God talking to us in an audible manner. It is in the Word of God. It is in your Bible. because Paul said that the Bible has enough power to do what it says it's going to do. And that's what we do when we buy an automobile most of the time. It depends on why you buy an automobile. Now, if you're a drag racer or something of that sort, you wouldn't buy a Pinto or something of that sort. You want to get one that can go down in half a mile, something like that, in like 3 seconds or something, like kind of car you want. And so the Bible tells us that the gospel tells us of heaven, and that we can actually spend eternity in heaven, and that it has the power to transport us from here to there. And so he says that's what the gospel has. It has the power to do that. And then he said there's only one means of authority derived from one source, not human creed, not discipline, a manual, or anything of that sort, but it is only one source. That's the Bible. And I would imagine that if you could win more souls, if you can get everybody to read from the same Bible. Most of the time we use this phrase of being on the same page, but not only should we be on the same page, we got to be in the same Bible so we can get the same kinds of results. And so he says that the means of authority, the source of authority, is in not in creed, not in human creed, and catechism, prayer books, disciplines, and manuals. It's in the Word of God. And then he said there's only one faith, one gospel system of true Christian belief. It's just one faith, and that faith is believe in God. You're going to confess him one way or the other. He says every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. Here or at some point in time, you're going to have to say that. And then he said there's only one baptism, immersion in water, for remission of your sins, not sprinkling, not pouring, not just a regular little dip of water on you, but a completely burial in water. That's what it means, to be completely covered up in water. And then finally he says in that passage, which is so important, he says the one who controls all of this is only one God, one worship, one united worship. Genesis chapter 1, verses 1, Hebrews 1 and 1, God who has sundered times and divers manners, spake in times passed to the fathers by the prophets, but hath in these last days spoken to us by his dear Son. There's only, he says, one body. There's only one spirit. There's only one hope of our calling. There's only one means of authority. He said there's only one faith. There's only one baptism that puts us into the body of Christ. And then he said there's only one God that will accept this whole program. When you hear his word, Romans 10:17, so then faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. When you believe it, Hebrews 11, verse 1, and also verse 6 now. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that didn't seek him. Repent of your sins, Luke 13:3. I tell you, nay, but except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Acts 17:30. At the time of this ignorance, God winked at, but now commandeth men everywhere to repent, and then confess faith in Christ. Matthew 10:32-33. Whosoever therefore confesseth me before men, him will I confess before my Father, which is in heaven. And then be willing to be buried with him in baptism, and have your sins completely washed away. This makes you a member of the body of Christ, the church of Christ, the one that you can read about in the Bible in Acts 2:37-38. Men and brethren, what shall we do? Repent, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Our prayer is that everyone on this call today, some kind of way, will be brought back to your most needed and wanted help, and especially for our caller this morning who asked for prayers. We want everybody on the call to send up a prayer on behalf of her family, on behalf of her going up and down these old dangerous highways, and from her co-workers and everybody that she's around. Continue to bless us. Jesus loves you. He died for you, and he's coming again, and I do hope you have a super-duper week.